Welcome back to the Bromar Show. You already know it's your boy Bromar, host of the Bromar Show. Go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, go ahead and download the iHeartMedia app and subscribe to the Bromar Show there. So now you can really take the Bromar Show on the go. Don't forget to follow the Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at the Bromar Show, and follow the art page, which is at Slushy Art. And before we get into our topic, let's do a little bit of some house cleaning items here. So I ended up moving back to my folks' place. And, you know, it's not too bad right now, honestly. I guess we could blame it on this forsaken economy here. You know, the recession that we're going through. But got myself a little bit squared away a little bit earlier than I thought. I actually was expected to take about a month, maybe 2 months. But it ended up being a lot less than that. So glad to be doing this again. And then with that, I would like to address the 28 days challenge. I took a look at the analytics and it appears to me that you did not enjoy the 28 days challenge, which I understand. I get it. I didn't either. Now I have this weird respect for content creators and YouTubers and streamers because these people, majority of the time, they have to go on and put out a video every day, or they have to go live every day. And me, like, I personally found it very exhausting doing that. And you can tell by my voice too, like, I was getting exhausted. And I did say and hint that I don't think I'll ever do this type of challenge again, but it seems to me like you confirmed it. I shouldn't do the challenge at all. So I think at this point, I'm just going to put out an episode every week, every other 2 weeks, pretty much inconsistent at this point. By the way, no longer on Anchor, it's actually on Spotify for podcasters. So it's really funny because that's how I started out doing the show, is through Anchor. And now that they merged together with Spotify, it's Spotify for podcasters. So it's really interesting and weird looking at this. But yeah, I got your feedback. You did not like the 28 days challenge. And I will keep that in mind, that I will try not to release an episode every day, which, I mean, honestly, it's really easy for me to, like, not put out an episode every day. So all I gotta do is just not do shit. I'm glad I got that feedback, you know, with the analytics. And I definitely will be kind of keeping a closer eye on that. And yeah, that pretty much just does it in regards to the stuff I wanted to talk about. Let's jump into the topic of our episode here, because this all started with a Reddit post on r/niceguys, because, you know, I'm always trying to find content now on Reddit. And there was this post called "Single Moms Are Responsible for Their Situation." I will say there's some exceptions. Struggle Snuggling is one of them. So this gal, who's 29 years old, recently went to North Carolina with one of her brothers, who is 27, so roughly about my age. And then she realized he was turning into an incel, which I think is a bit of a loose term. If we knew that the guy has never lost his V card and, like, hasn't had a single successful interaction with a woman, I would say that's an incel. But at this point, they're using incel as, like, an insult or something that just doesn't really fit the norm or the societal norms. But essentially, they had a random conversation about taxes, and he went on a tangent that single moms don't deserve financial support since it's their own fault they got themselves into that situation. So essentially, it's like the, if you want to call it that, the more incel version of, like, I don't want my tax dollars to go to this type thing, which, by the way, it really disgusts me when, especially from the Republican Party, the right wingers, I guess you want to call them, they always use this. Well, my hard working American tax dollars are going into this and yada, yada, yada. Do you realize that you are living in the United States? All right. And the United States, it's Negan from The Walking Dead. Takes half of your shit, if not more, in exchange for their protection. And I mean, We all know where the money is going. I mean, we really don't know, but we got an idea. Military, defense. That's why they're pretty anal about their taxes. They're like, hey, we want our money because we're here defending this country. You know, justifying blowing up children in the Middle East or something. That was a very unnecessary comment. My bad. But yeah, let's be real. That's where majority of our tax dollars are going. And some dumbass says, I rather prefer my tax dollars going into blowing up children in the Middle East. Oh my gosh. You guys have absolutely no chill. All right, let's go back into the post here. And he basically explained that they have a choice in men, so they should pick a nice guy who they can marry and support them. You know, that comment would have been so great if he didn't add, they should pick a nice guy who they can marry and support them, which, I mean, it's 2023. They can make their own money. Women can make their own money and support themselves. They don't need a guy to do that anymore. All you got to do as a guy right now is sit down, relax, and crack open a beer. And he continues to say it's their bad choice in men that gets them into that single mom situation. So they don't deserve financial support since it's their own fault. Then he explained how he'll never have a girlfriend since he suffers from hair loss, and her being married and a full-time mom as well told him it's his attitude that's the problem. And then he called her a leftist. And yeah, she blocked him. Oh yeah, obviously seems like he's more Republican leaning, calling her a leftist. And yeah, because Republicans always like to use this, the whole entire, it's my hard work and American tax dollars. And it just irks me because it's like, do you realize like you're living in the US? Like that's kind of part of the contract here. Like, you really don't know where they're going. And yeah, the true reality is it's going for the thing you're actually advocating for, which is war. Now, not all Republicans are advocating for war. Let me just say that. I'm just being, you know, humorous here, or trying to be humorous. So with this post about how it's their own fault they got themselves into that situation, into the single mom situation, in which I would say there are some exceptions, and I clarified that when it comes to struggle snuggling, that's one of the exceptions. This got me talking about the viral video of this guy who basically talked about how he has 7 kids with 7 baby mamas. And I would play the whole entire clip here, but just to summarize this, the too long didn't watch or didn't read for any of you, this guy just went to a full tangent about how, hey, he had unprotected sex with these women and he was upfront about it to these women, and yet these women still chose to have his children. Some might say that he's equally responsible and it takes two to tango, which, I mean, you would be right. But you also do forget that women do have the right to their own body. And he states that in the clip. What else can he do if a woman has the right to her own body? Like, nothing really. You can't really do too much. It's her body, her choice. So, ultimately, her responsibility. And I think Tom Leik is dabbled into this too. Talked about it also. Dave Chappelle also mentioned it too. Her body, her choice. Like, what else can you do? Like, past that. Nothing much. Other than to just walk away and not do anything with it. If you didn't want the child, but she did, I mean, you can't tell her no. She's already made up her mind to have a child, right, with him. He didn't want to be a father. He didn't have any type of love for those women. So it's like, what was the point of trying to have a child with that woman if he didn't love that woman? So, I mean, he's getting a lot of flack, and I wouldn't say hate. I guess hate, too, would be described here, but he's getting a lot of traction because of the story he told. How some are saying he's contributing to baby mama, baby daddy culture, but again, he clarified, said he told these women that he's going to be responsible, wants nothing to do with the child. He even offered to pay for an abortion. And let me just tell you, there's not a lot of guys out there that are doing that. I'm telling you, not a lot of guys are offering for any plan B. Any abortion payments, like, you have no idea. I would say that's actually pretty generous of that guy to do that. But yeah, a lot of people have just been trying to hit him up and talk to him and debate with him. And look, listen, this will also get into another conversation later throughout the future about the guys that complain about these type of men. Because I actually have to say something about those guys. But yeah, let me know you think about the guy with the 7 kids and the 7 baby mamas. I would say, hey, look, I get it, man. And the only thing I will actually say he's irresponsible for is the unprotected sex part, of course. But that's just because, I mean, STDs are rampant, okay? Like, trust me, you don't want to catch any of those. That's the only, like, thing I would advise him on. But hey, that he's his own man, and I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't even care. Oh, and that's why a lot of women find him attractive. That's why these women wanted to have kids with him, because he doesn't care. Just a little Riz advice for all of y'all. I don't know what kids call it these days. Game, Riz, swag. More than likely, a woman's going to like you if you don't care. Like, if you absolutely do not care. There's a difference between pretending to not care and actually not caring. If you actually don't care, she's more than likely going to give you the time of day, attention, and perhaps, you know, a little something. And yeah, you know, that's just me through experience.